Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the book of Philippians, bondservants of Jesus Christ. In this passage, or in this session, we'll be looking at Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, the results of trust, part 2. Let's look at those two verses, Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Listen, these words are important for the Christian today. There is filth at every turn in this world. Books, magazines, music, television, videos, movies, all made from the slime of the gutter, justified by calling it realistic to life. God does not want His children eating garbage. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. First, consider from our text, or let's take a look. Let's consider from our text three elements of living a life of trusting God. First, it's a life of meditation. Verse 8. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, one of my favorite verses, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renew your mind. Know God's will. The words of the apostle here are not a light spiritual snack. Whatever things are true, one who can't lie, noble, worthy of reverence, just, what is expected of one who makes the rules. As they say, according to Hoyle in Cards. Pure, completely free of impurities or undefiled. Not only chastity, but a virgin. Lovely, what's pleasing in the sense of acceptable. And then a good report, one that's well spoken of. Then he says, if there is any, and he says, virtue. Virtue is moral excellence, as pleasing to God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And then 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and verse 5. His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Verse 5, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. And whatever is praiseworthy, something that's a commendable thing, think. This is a command. We are responsible for our thoughts, and we can hold them to a high and holy focal point. So first, it's a life of meditation, this life. But it's also a life of imitation. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Consider the life. and then imitate the life. Excuse me. Consider the life and then imitate the faith. The apostle is not afraid to use himself as an example. The things, he says, in me. Things that you learned, things that you've received, things that you've heard, things that you saw. In me, do those things. Do. Again, a command. Practice them as a habit. The preacher is the interpreter of the spiritual life, and therefore, he should be an example of it. And yet, all Christians are called to aspire to the holy standard. And then third, it's a life of visitation. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Not the author of confusion, but of peace. The God of peace shall be with you. Listen, no peace, no presence. It's confusion. No, not present, not pleasing. That's impure. The Christian holy life requires total surrender to the Holy Spirit in trust. What part of your life is still not surrendered to the Holy Spirit's control? You take some time and answer that question, and you have a great day.